This is another KC Vibe production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen to the rise of
what's going on, world?
What's happening?
Yo, we are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we are back to vibe with you guys yet one more time.
Yo, episode 2 of season 3.
We in this thing. So we are back with you guys with just audio today. We have everything we need for video.
We end up.
The only thing that's missing is us trying to figure out how to
get the video and the audio to sync.
Yeah. So we got audio for you guys today, but we wanted to come, you know, with something, because what they say, something is better than nothing.
Better than nothing, baby. You already know.
How you been, baby?
Hey, I've been good, man. I'm getting my relax on, you know, trying to clear my mental so that, you know, mental health goes a long way. So I'm just trying to clear my mental so that I can become and continue to be successful and being a better person. You can never get static. You can always keep improving on yourself and becoming better, right?
Yeah.
Always becoming better. I'm just working on my personal mental health and becoming better. Not saying that I'm bad and nothing like that, but I can be better.
That's deep. I was just expecting that. I'm doing good, man. How you been?
Okay. Well, if you want to keep it so, hey, I've been good, baby. How you been?
No, you deep. I mean, I've been great. It's been an adventurous week, you know. Got into a couple things this week that I was kind of excited about.
Okay.
Got to see the opening night to The Wiz here in Kansas City. It was a amazing performance. I highly recommend anyone who has The Wiz coming to them, especially this Broadway Wiz. Highly recommend you go see it. We got High School Musical, the musical tonight. So that right there is going to be a good time.
Hey, big girls to The Wiz. Go ahead and give them a cheer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Chad got a new toy. We got a new toy.
We finna implement this all the time.
So, you ready to get into today's episode?
Let's do it.
All right. So, today I want to talk about being patiently impatient.
Okay. Patiently impatient.
Yes.
Let's dive into it.
Being patiently impatient. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I know sometimes patience, you know, they say patience is a virtue.
Yeah.
But sometimes being patient on a situation is hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard. You always want to try to jump into what it is that you can do to make everything happen a lot faster and make the situation go away a lot quicker. So that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay. Yeah, that's a real challenge.
But you know, handy dandy phone work here. I always got a quote.
Let's go with it. Let's see what we got.
Let's get into our quote for the week here. For those who like taking notes and like hearing the quotes there, quote of the week today is, sometimes God will isolate you before he elevates you.
Mm-hmm.
You may think everything is falling apart, but in reality, everything is falling into place.
Mm.
If you feel that God is with you, let me get an amen.
Amen. Mm. Hey, I agree.
We'll run it back one more time for the people in the back.
Let's go.
Sometimes God will isolate you before he elevates you. You may think that everything is falling apart, but when in reality, everything is falling into place.
That's amazing.
And that's why I said being patiently impatient is the topic today.
Yeah.
Because boy, oh boy, sometimes it feels like everything is falling apart.
It really does. that's in your point of view, right? In the physical stance, in your point of view. But if you're a spiritual person, you just got to let that thing ride, man. Because it's never in our control. You know, even when we want to take the wheel and steer it, we don't need to. Because you already know the Lord's going to take care of everything.
Right.
Let him take control of everything. Let him steer that wheel for you.
Yeah. And I look at it like even to here with what we have going on with our podcast, right?
Yeah.
It's like we're putting out the podcast.
Yeah.
We're putting out, you know, the videos. We're sending it. We're sharing it on all of these platforms and all that. And it's like we're trying to be patient for it to do what it's going to do and, you know, take off. But sometimes you're just like, yo, what's the point of us even doing this?
I mean, you know, I mean, to me, I mean, it's not about that one. I mean, it's not about reaching a whole lot of people. It's not about probably reaching that one person.
Right.
Or them two people and giving them something to basically relate to. Letting them know, hey, look, you know, there's something. Whatever I'm going through is normal.
And that right there is like what I feel is important. I was just having a conversation with one of my homegirls earlier this week, and it's funny. Because I said, a lot of times when you get on here and you record podcasts or you record videos or you do inspirational speeches, whatever you do, wherever you do it at, sometimes those videos are meant for yourself. Because there's been a lot of times where I go back and I like re-listen to rewind.
Yeah.
I re-listen to past podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to, you know, what we say, what it is we're talking about and all that. And a lot of times it relates to something that I'm going through at the moment. And I told her, I was like, it's funny because sometimes it's you talking to you to get you through the situation.
Absolutely. You can be preaching to yourself and you go back and like, man, you know what?
Just giving yourself that inspiration.
Exactly. So it's crazy how that works, man. But you know, you remember you sent me that clip from a previous episode that we did.
Yeah.
I was like, goodness gracious. Sometimes we go through the same things twice.
Right.
And maybe even three or four times.
Right.
It's all about, hey, what are you learning from that?
Right.
What are you learning? Are you going to continue to do the same thing, even though you learned from it the first time?
And that's where that patience comes in. Because a lot of times it's hard being patient and waiting for that storm to overshadow everything that's going. I mean, the storm is overshadowing everything that's going on, and it's kind of hard to sit there and wait it out. I take in the other day, right?
Yeah.
Anyone who follows me on social media, they'll see that, you know, I posted a picture of the double rainbow. But before I took that rainbow, it was like raining. It was storming. Mm-hmm. And I sat on my front porch, and it was just me out there. Me and the rain.
Yep.
And I sat there and I like watched the rain and I listened and I just sat on the rocking chair and just, it was peaceful.
Yeah.
Like the storm was peaceful. And I sat there and I just started thinking about like everything it is that I've been through, where I started and where I am now. And I'm like, geez, it was just like a reflecting moment for me. Just me, the storm, you know, and just sitting there basking in it.
Yeah.
And after I finished thinking about all that, it's when the rainbow appeared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I called everyone outside. I'm like, look at this rainbow. And when everyone came outside, they're like, it's not just a rainbow, it's a double rainbow. And it's like, I had to ride out that storm.
Yeah.
If I would have, when it started raining, just been like, oh, it's raining, and went in the house and closed the door, I probably would have never got to experience that double rainbow, you know,
absolutely,
at the end of the storm. And a lot of times in life, that's what it feels like. It feels like your life is in a storm.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like everything that is out there is raining down on your parade, and it's coming from every direction. And sometimes it's hard to be patient and wait for that to go out. I sometimes you're being patient and impatient at the same time. And I know when they first heard me say that, they're like, what? How are you patient and impatient at the same time? It's because you're saying to yourself, yeah, I know it's not going to last forever. But in the meantime, let me try to figure out how I can fix this situation. Yeah,
and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Trying to fix the situation on your own. And let me tell you something. Some of the most beautiful things, like you said, for example, that rainbow comes from turmoil and pressure. Because you can't create a diamond without what?
Pressure.
Pressure. And that's one of the most beautiful things. Look, your outcome will outweigh the situation. And if you're willing to be patient, hey, you've made it. You've made it. But that ain't going to probably be the last thing you got to go through. Some of the most successful people are successful because they made it away out of no way. But they didn't do it alone, I guarantee you. Mm. I guarantee you, because we all need somebody. Mm-hmm. You can't do this thing by yourself, because if you could do it by yourself, you won't be learning no lessons. Mm. And you won't be willing to build upon relationships. I heard something. I was listening to another podcast yesterday. And this guy was like, hey, look, strongest relationships I built were through me being patient and through acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's pretty wild to me, because given that I see you, right?
You see me.
Going through stuff. Mm. You see me going through stuff. Mm. All right. If I did not know you and you did not know me, I can look at you and be like, hey, you know, something in my heart telling me that, hey, I need to help you. Son, do you need help with anything? Mm-hmm. If I see you struggling with stuff, even if it's like something simple, you got 500 bags in your, and you ain't got no car. Yeah. And you ain't got no question. I can lend you a hand.
Yeah.
And that can build a relationship. Mm-hmm. But you got to be willing to sacrifice a little bit.
Are you killing with kindness? It's funny because we said that the other day.
Yeah.
We went and took, it wasn't the other day. It was about a month ago.
Yeah.
We went and took our car to the shop because we had to get some stuff taken care of it with the computer system or whatever. Yeah. So we took it to the shop, and the guy at the shop, it just seemed like he had an attitude. Like, it was just a nasty disposition.
Yeah.
I'm like, human nature would make me want to be like, bro, what is going on with you? Ain't nobody tell you to come into work today.
Yeah.
What's up with the attitude? But I'm like, killing them with kindness. Just smiled about the situation. No, made a joke. And, like, his whole demeanor kind of changed.
Because
mm-hmm. I could have been a jerk.
Yeah.
I could have went off on him. Hey, you stood up and you were like, hey, do you need me to say something to him? It's like, no, like, yes. Don't let people,
messing with my wife.
Don't let people get you out of your element. And that's what I've learned, not letting people get me out of my element. Sometimes people just need that little ray of sunshine in their life because you never know what a person is going through.
Yeah.
And so you got to be careful at how you treat people. Maybe they are in a situation where they're being patiently impatient in their moment, and they're waiting on a breakthrough, they're waiting on something, and maybe you're, hey, you doing okay today? It's gonna be that one thing that has them like,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is something that I can push through.
Absolutely. And I mean, what I do for a living, you know, I speak to people every day that are going through situations. I feel more like a therapist or a case manager in what I do, but the people that I deal with, they come from all walks of life. They got different attitudes and this, that, and the third. And when I see somebody coming to my office and I'm having an appointment with them, and I can tell by just looking at them and that the way they're acting and their demeanor that, okay, this person right here has an attitude problem. And he or she may not want to listen to what I got to say. So let me start this conversation out on a positive level. And be like, hey, like, the holidays just passed. Hey, man, how was the holiday? Right. What you do? You know what I'm saying? Y'all barbecue? Did y'all pop fireworks? What's going on? And just starting that off, it's like everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
all of a sudden they like, oh yeah, man, yeah. Yeah, we put some on the grill. And I made jokes out of, are you barbecue? You know what you're doing? Stuff like that, you know. Right. And that'll turn everything around.
Right.
So it's all about.
It's the small, ouch, I just hit my head. You okay? It's the small things like that, yeah, that sometimes people just want to feel like they matter.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't feel like that.
And sometimes being patient in your journey, you go through a situation where you just want to feel like you matter.
Exactly.
You want to feel like you're not going through this in vain. You want to feel like you're going through this for a reason. You're not just here because, you know, just to be there.
Exactly. And being patient like that and actually showing acts of kindness, mm-hmm, like that, you could be going through something, right? Right. You'd be like, man, look, I don't feel like talking to nobody today. I nothing. But with your random act of kindness and you, mm-hmm, talking to a person and being nice to them, that could be beneficial for you too, because that has happened to me before. I'm like, man, I really don't feel like dealing with people today. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like talking about it. But if I get over myself and be like, okay, let me be positive towards this person, even though I don't feel like talking to this person or this, that, and the third, it made me have a better day, mm-hmm, too, because the whatever it is, dopamine, is that the scientific term? That it becomes a part of you as well. So everything reflects off everybody. Mm-hmm. And we already know vibes is real.
Right.
You feel me? If you in a bad mood and I look at you, I'm like, oh, man, her vibe ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's going to kind of reflect off you to me.
Right.
And it's vice versa, you know? But if I look at you, I'm like, my baby looks happy. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm happy because she happy.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Because I'm, yeah.
We just sang two different songs.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought that was the same song. You done popped over the frame. Oh. But it goes the same way, the other way too.
Yeah.
Like, we just had a conversation this morning where you said something.
Yeah.
And I took it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't mean it the way that I took it.
Yeah.
But I took it that way, and had I not sat down and had a conversation with you, yeah, and be like, hey, I kind of took it this way.
Yeah.
You would have never known.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of times how you talk to people and what you say to people can come off the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it's up to that person on whether or not they want to be like, hey, okay, when, yeah, you said this, I kind of felt this way. Or if they just want to have an attitude, because that one thing could ruin it for the next person. So, mm-hmm, like, when I went to the dealership that day, the customer before me could have said something that threw that dude off.
Sure.
And
enough,
now he's taking that attitude and he's, you know, rolling it over into our conversation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, bringing it back.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you're being patient and you're waiting and you have people on the outside who's coming in and they're giving you attitude, or you have people on the outside who's, yeah, coming in and it seems like they're making your life more difficult, it's easy for you to be like, oh my God. And that can be your breaking point.
Absolutely.
That can happen with anybody. That, yeah, can happen, mm-hmm, with your spouse, your children, your mama, mm-hmm, your daddy. It can happen with anybody. I know, mm-hmm, there's sometimes that you're going through stuff at work.
Yeah.
You know, and you're being patient in a situation and you're waiting for something to change. And I come up and I'll say something, you snap.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, that has happened.
Who peed in your coffee, yeah, this morning?
And so that made me realize too, like, my wife is happy. I'm in a bad mood. She says something to me, and all of a sudden I snap on her. Guess what? That's going to change your mood too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, guess what? We both in a bad mood.
And it's going to be a snowball effect.
Exactly.
And then one of the kids come in, they'll say something, yep, I'll snap on them. It's a snowball effect.
Yeah.
So when the quote says that sometimes God has to isolate you in, uh-huh, order to elevate you, sometimes you got to work on stuff within yourself.
Yep.
And once you work on stuff within yourself, then he'll have the ability to elevate you into the situation to actually handle what it is that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But isolation is like you, yourself, you're isolated. So,
yeah,
you have to deal with what's going on within you.
Yeah.
you know, deal with your patience, deal with your kindness, deal with how you're going to deal with people before you can go out and elevate to deal with other people.
True enough.
You get what I'm saying?
True enough.
And again, like the quote says, there's going to be times where it feels like everything is falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without you even realizing, this stuff is falling into place. Like, I've had relationships, like friendships that I have built over the years that we've had falling outs, yeah, and we're no longer friends. You know, we're no longer on the talking basis that we were before. And in the time, it's like, dang, everything's falling apart. I was really close to that person, but in all actuality, everything is falling into place because it's probably someone who was not meant to be in my life long term. It's a season for everybody.
Season for everything. Yep.
So there's times where you might have a job and you lose that job and you think it's the end of the world. And it's like, it's not falling apart.
Yeah.
It's falling into place because maybe, just maybe, you're being prepared to be elevated to a greater job. Yep. You know, you lose your apartment, maybe you're being elevated to move into a house.
That's,
you know,
it.
What I'm saying?
That's it.
Your engine goes out on your car, and maybe just maybe you're being elevated for that new car that you've been thinking about getting this whole time, but you're finally at the place where it's about to be, you know, brought into your life. So I think the hardest thing as a human is realizing that when stuff is falling apart, you have to mentally be like, okay, it's not falling apart, it's falling into place.
Yep.
It's not falling apart, it's falling into place. And in the moment, that's hard.
Yeah, because, you know, it's easier said than done because, like I said, we're spiritual. I mean, we're physical beings, you know, and we can only react to what we see and what we experience.
Right.
Not what's being, what God is doing on the inside to move things out of to move things and prepare you for new blessings. See, because there's been, we tend to want to hold on to stuff when God is like, hey, look, no, I'm taking this away from you. Like you said, with the job situation.
You hear that?
What's that?
My stomach just growled. I didn't know if you heard that.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear that. But you need to get something to eat.
I know, right?
But we hold on to those things too many times, whether that be, like you said, with the job, with the car, even with people.
I told you that before. It takes you back to that picture.
Yeah.
When that, the rope in the hand, and you're holding on to that, and your hand is bleeding, and it's swelling up. And really, only thing you have to do is let go of the rope.
Let go.
And everything will be all good. But you're trying to hold
human,
on to
it. It's
that.
Human nature, because we think that we're giving something up, and once that is gone, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
But not even knowing that you're giving that up to get something better.
Right.
And it's like we are spiritually blind to the fact that, hey, you know, something else is coming.
Right.
I've been patient. I've endured. But now it's time for me to receive. But I can't receive this because I want to hold on to that.
Right.
And I'm scared to let it go because I don't think I'm going to get it back. That's the main issue.
And that's where it goes into the being patient enough to know what's coming.
Yeah.
But that impatience of wanting to hold on to what was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, got to let go. Let go. And let God.
So, even in the darkest moment, you know, you have to have the ability to find that light, that little glimmer of light. It's like, have you ever been in a movie theater?
Yeah.
And it's pitch black?
Yeah.
I can't turn my flashlight on because then people are going to complain about me using my flashlight. So sometimes I just gotta like click the side of my phone where it comes on for me to see what's going on. And that little bit of light from my phone is what guides me to where my popcorn is, or what guides me to if I got any more cheese left in my nacho dip. You know, it's just that small little glimmer of light. Yep. And sometimes that's what people need.
Yep.
So sometimes when you're stuck and you're being patient, but that impatience is like sneaking through, you have to learn how to shine that little bit of light to help guide your way. And then once you shine that light, you good to go. You in there like swimwear. But see, it takes you actually finding that light.
Exactly.
And each person's light is different. There's people out there who, you know, are spiritual, and their light is finding their faith to want to guide them. There's people out there who's not spiritual, but they still have to find that light. Maybe their light is their kids. My kids are pushing me to do better. Maybe their light is, I want to get out of the situation that I'm in right now. So that's pushing us to do better. So that right there is using the light that is in your life that fits you specifically to help you with that patience.
Absolutely. That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's it. And I mean, what you said, I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, the old saying that people always say, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
All right.
Sometimes it may be that you ain't controlling the light. Something else is controlling the light that's better, that's higher than you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta stay focused on that light and get to it, because I believe that the tunnel is the struggle. But once you get to that light, you receive your blessing. Mm-hmm. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. And even the old song, you remember? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
I think we are at the point where
what's up?
You just look for ways to do karaoke.
What? The people like me singing.
At this point, you just, you say any and everything so you can tag it into a song.
Really?
And I think we're going to have to just start a separate segment when you get to do your own.
Are you serious?
You get to do your own little solo at the end of every podcast.
You're something else.
It's the truth. It's the truth. We got to get ready to wrap this up.
All right.
We're 26 minutes in already. So we got to get ready to wrap this up. So let's do some closing remarks there.
What we got?
What you want the people to take away from this?
Well, what I want the people to take away is that it doesn't matter the struggle that you're going through. It doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter if you don't believe that you will make it. Only thing you got to do is be patient. Whatever you're going through, it won't last forever. And even if it seems like you want to give up, don't give up. Don't give up. Continue going. Continue growing. And I guarantee you, you will reach the light at the end of your tunnel. And you'll be like, oh my God, it was so worth it. It was so worth it. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I got to press the button that time. Now, what I want people to know is that sometimes in life, you can be patient and impatient at the same time, and that's okay. But you have to have that constant reminder that when it feels like you're in a part of your life where everything is falling apart,
mm-hmm.
you have to mentally tell yourself, it's not falling apart, okay? It's falling into place. Yep. Everything is falling into place. Everything that's hitting the ground is landing exactly where it is that it needs to land in order for me to find a greater part of what I'm going through right now.
Yep.
Sometimes it's okay to be isolated, because sometimes isolation is how you're going to enter into that elevation. Mm. You can't elevate without first being isolated. Ooh. So it's okay to be isolated. Good. Thank you, sir. Okay. It's in the quote. Yeah. It's okay to be isolated so you can be elevated. And it's okay for stuff to fall apart so that everything can fall into place. But most importantly, it's okay to be patient and impatient at the same time, as long as you remember to follow the light at the end of your tunnel.
That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bravo.
So it has been great coming back vibing with you guys for one more week. We hope that you took at least something out of here that you can take with you for the next week and use it as a tool in your tool bag for success. If you don't know, we are the KC Vibe Podcast, and you can find us at www.kcvibepodcast.com. You can click on the link there, and it'll attach you to all of our social medias.
Yep.
It'll attach you to wherever you can listen to the podcast. It'll also put you in contact with our, not Snapchat. You remember season one? We got rid of Snapchat. But yeah. It will put you in with our Instagram pages, our TikTok pages. If you want to go follow me right now, though, AO_KO and the number 2. That's AYO_KAYO and the number 2. If you have any comments, questions, you want us to talk about a certain thing that we haven't been talking about, feel free to reach us at askkcvibe@gmail.com. That's askkcvibe@gmail.com.
Yep. And with me, just hit the link tree. Get on the website, hit the link tree, and you can find my socials.
Yes, sir. Again, that website is www.kcvibepodcast.com. And it was bomb vibing with y'all this year.
This week.
It was bomb vibing with you guys this week. And we look forward to seeing you guys next week. But until then, I am the K.
And I'm C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye.